RSM Central's Form Express.
Time to see what Warren Huntley, or time to hear what Warren Huntley has to say about this meeting at Kyneton today. Here's his best bets.
The best, I think, around about $1.80 is a fair price for race four, number six, Kikuyu. I think he will get his maiden out of the way today. Close to the each way quote, I think that's value about race one, number one, enough already. I think he's come back well and he'll give a good sight on speed, I think, first up, and we can back him each way. Quaddy first leg, numbers one and three. Second leg, numbers 1, 2, 5 and 6. Numbers 1, 2 and 4 in the third leg. Home with numbers 3, 7, 9 and 12. And the two horses I'm keenest on in the day, I'm going to take an all-up as the player of the day. So it's an all-up the win. Race 4, number 6, Kikuyu into race 6. Number 2, Deserved as the player of the day, Michael.
And here's Levi Kavanagh talking about enough already's chances in the first race.
Yeah, look, he's trialled really well. We've always had a nice opinion of him, a horse that my wife bred and owned by the family. So he's had a few growing pains and a couple of issues early on, and just allowed him some time to mature and grow into himself. So hopefully he's good to go and ready. As I said, his trials have been pretty good leading into this race, so we thought Kyneton would be a nice starting ground for him.
Here's George Osborne on the chances of his debutante, Kyo Cushion, going around in race number two.
Kyo Cushion, last two jump outs have been terrific. He's shown a little bit at home, but every time I take him away, he's like a little naughty kid. He just doesn't want to play. But last couple of jump outs have been terrific. He's got in amongst them and travelled up and gets a kind barrier and gets a chance to run a really good race at his first start today.
On a heavy 10 at Taree today, and Kevin Casey's done the form for this meeting for us. G'day, Kev.
Yes, good morning to you, Gareth. Yeah, heavy 10, but no more rain, so we'll hold at that level or perhaps improve. Conditions look okay. So. And obviously, the heavy form is well revealed for most of these races. Look, I'm making my best in race five, an unbeaten horse called Quick Tempo, number four in race five. It's won three from three on top five, so seven, heavy eight last start. 6 weeks break into this. It's okay. They're just sort of treating him a little kindly at the moment. There were 5 weeks between his first 2 weeks, so it's not anything out of the ordinary that we've seen so far from his brief career. I think with the pace from Slice of Heaven into the Fire, he just sets up in behind them. He'll have the camp, he'll have the sit, he'll have the drop, and he can extend here. Look, he's $2. We'll see where he gets to. I think, Slice of Heaven, who wasn't too far behind him a few starts ago, is there as a danger into the Fire as well. But for me, I'm going to name him the best of the day. Race 5, number 4. My next best bet of the day is a Quinella take 1 and 5 in the final event, race 7. They just fight this out. They've got form on heavy tracks, and they too have got a bit of history, these two. Atlantic Light and Palgrave are the names of the horses. And when Atlantic Light won her maiden, it was Palgrave that absolutely should have won that day. So they meet again. Could be some sort of revenge here for Palgrave, whose first up run was quite okay. But Atlantic Light gets the perfect run up front, is at home, and could lead and kick. So 1 and 5, I think they run the Quinella in the last. At some longer value, it's a low confidence race, but race 6, number 8, Rioli, is at double figures and could just sort of settle back, swing out on a heavy track. It could come down the outside at Taree on a heavy. Has won on heavy before. In fact, the last three starts, he's been there in the Quinella on heavy. So he's at some value, race 6, number 8. Now, quarter-wise for me, in the first leg, we'll go 4, 6 and 8. Second leg, 2, 4 and 7. The third leg, 6, 7, 8 and 10. And those two in the last, one of them will win. 1 and 5 only in the final leg.
Good on you, Kev. Good punch.
All right, thank you. Cheers.
There's Kevin Casey there, racing on the Sapphire Coast in New South Wales as well. Ian Humphreys, hello to you.
Morning, Gareth. Take How are you going?
Good, thank you, mate. Take it away with your best bets and a quaddie, please.
Yeah, the best, race 2, number 14, Put to Shame. She's had 3 runs in her career, all been good. She's improved each time. Barrier 3, getting out the 1,600 metres. I think she's the best. Race 2, number 14. And then we'll go to race 5. A bit of value, number 3, Sutley Spring. She had no chance last start in the Queen Bean Cup. She had a wide trip and went very early. Battled on well. She's $6.50. It's good odds, so bit of value there. Race 5, number 3. Quaddy, the first leg will take numbers 1, 4, 7, 11. Second leg, just 1 and 3. Third leg, 2, 6, 9, 12 and 13. You come home with 2, 5, 10 and 17.
Beautiful. You confident?
Thanks, reasonably, Gareth.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
There we go. George Ferrugia joins us now to preview Ballarat and Shepherd and the Dogs. Hello to you, Georgie.
G'day, Gareth. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you, mate. What are we doing today at Ballarat and Shepherd and before we discuss what happened over the weekend?
Yeah, beautiful. Race 12, number 4 at Ballarat, Diesel Herrera. Gareth is my best. Liked his run at the Meadows when placed last start. I think he finds his race here. He's won it well at Ballarat in the past. And it is a little bit of a sticky box draw, but I think he'll be hard to catch, especially if he can get a little bit of luck early. Race 12, number 4. Quaddy numbers, tough day there at Ballarat today. 1, 3, 5 and 6 into 1, 2, 6 and 7 into 1, 2, 3 and 4 into 1, 2 and 8 to bring us home. Better meeting at Shepparton, including Compton Redeemer, who we featured on yesterday's show. Gareth, he's drawn box 1 and he's a pretty prohibitive favourite in one of the quaddy legs. But the one I like is race 10, number 5, Studley. Ran second behind Aston Flame in track record run last week. And it was one of a few handy placings of late. He's close to a victory. The fave, Kiss Your Lips, is clearly the dog to beat, but happy to take it on. And with Studley around the $4 mark, that's the way we're going to play. Race 10, number 5. Quaddy numbers 1, 6 and 7 into 1 and 4. Into 3, 6, 7 and 8, and we come home with number 5, one out, Gareth. So hopefully we can get a couple of winners on a Monday.
We had a chat about this, of course, on the Thrill of the Chase on 7-2 there yesterday, and about the Melbourne Cup and the performance of Koblenz. But I was talking to a few people there yesterday after the show. So, Georgie, when it comes to your top three beginners in the sport since you've been following the game, would Koblenz be in that conversation now?
He'd have to be very close. I think his father, Gareth, Fernando Bale, would have to be right up there too. He was able to win group races, Fernando Bale, from any draw, and he was able to offset that, Gareth, because his first few steps were really good. And the theory was, and I know trainer, the Daly Camp were very keen on this with him, but also I remember speaking to Paul Wheeler at the time, it was almost like he would hear the lure coming and just get himself perfectly set. And Koblenz is able to do that. I was having a think about this morning, Gareth. He ran 29.40 to win the Melbourne Cup. Now, I'm only having a guess here. I might be way off. But I'd say there'd be over 100 greyhounds that can run that, probably even more.
Yeah.
But there's probably only one or two that I can think of that are racing now that have that amazing sort of ability to lead fields. Fernando Bluey was sort of doing that, wasn't he, around the Australian Cup series last year.
Yeah.
I think there were seven or eight runs where he was running 504s and 502s and 501s. Koblenz is that type of greyhound. So that's where the difference is. For people saying, well, 29.40 is not that great. In fairness, he does have a 29.16 PB at Sandown, but he wins the races in the first 10 or 15 metres, Gareth. So you're probably right about that. He would have to go down if he continues as one of the better breakers we've seen in a while.
And that's what wins you races. If someone said to me, Gareth, you can have a greyhound that can go around 5 seconds... 5.02, 5.05, sometimes occasionally break 5 seconds to that first sectional. So for the people thinking, what are you talking about, Gareth? So that's the section for people who don't follow greyhound racing over the 500 metres from the box to the first turn, basically, Georgie.
Yeah, it is. I bring up Wow, She's Fast as a point. She's has got a better PB than Koblenz. But she'll probably, in her last couple of starts, have been getting to the market, you know, 5.15, 5.17. What happens, Gareth, is that Koblenz is off and gone. So
see you later.
To run a dog like him down, you have to be running not 29.40, you're going to run 29.20.
Yep.
So then that percentage of greyhounds that can do that lessens even more. And as we've seen, Gareth, he got to the front and was able to do what he needed to do. So, yeah, look, it was a terrific result. Really, the Gill family should be so proud of the fact that they bred both of their Melbourne Cup winners. That's huge for them. And, as we said, seen on the show yesterday too, David saying that he's pretty much cemented for a spot in the Phoenix, Gareth. And we had some other news that just come through today about another slot holder going with Jungle Juice. as the popular choice through the Daily Telegraph. Yeah.
That surprised me a little bit. I thought that it would be Bandit Net, but that surprised me. I thought that he would be... And do you know what? For the betterment of the race, I think Jungle Juice is a better chance than Bandit Net.
You know what I want to see with Jungle Juice, Gareth? He's an inside draw because he brings another element to the race. And look, the marketing of it to get him over the line was pretty good. I think they were offering free beer in terms of some happy hour at a pub in Forbes. You can always get people over the line with free beer, Gareth. And I read an article that suggested there was only 1% of the voting between he and Bandit Ned. And I believe Jungle Juice came with a late surge and just pipped him on the line for the popular choice. So, yeah, look, well done to Connection.
We'll get them
there,
on
Jack.
The show tomorrow, Georgie.
Yeah. We'll probably get Jack Smith or one of his family members who helped get Jungle Juice over the line.
And of course, we had a couple of other greyhounds cement their spot there in the final of the Tab Phoenix, or making it into the Tab Phoenix there on Saturday with Billy Creek for Ian Gilder's Too Strong, and that was Ian Gilder's first ever runner, first ever winner at a Metropolitan meeting at Wentworth Park, and now he's got a runner in a $1.1 million race.
Usually you just win a couple of races, Gareth. Your first couple of city races, you know, you win a couple of grade fives, you get a small taste of it. Ian's gone from winning his first Metro race into a Phoenix on December 18, believe it or not. So well done to him. The other spots, Gareth, shouldn't be too long now, right, before we finalise who else will make this field. Obviously, Jason Thompson has a choice to make for Tab, which will be pretty interesting, and the Sports Entertainment Group as well, looking to secure their spot. But we're thinking that Koblenz will probably fill that void.
And I was reading an article. I know you don't like talking about it too much, Georgie, but Pete Davis, he wrote another article that I got sent to me in that Greyhound Recorder. And they still don't quite get it, those blokes in New South Wales, about the Tab Phoenix and that. They'll eventually get it one day, but they still miss the mark a little bit. It's meant to be best v best. The old Pete, I tried to explain it to him, but he'll get it one day.
Look, I think
it might take him a little while.
Look, one thing that's undeniable, and Jack Smith has spoken about this in an article in the Recorder as well, is that the promotion has been fantastic. So. And there are people that are asking about the race that previously wouldn't have known about Greyhound Racing, Gareth. So as we discussed on the podcast, it's all about owners getting involved and then ownership retention to make sure our sport prospers. So even if you can get 5% of those people, Gareth, on board and want to buy a pup and get involved, well, that does its purpose. I think that's the whole point.
Well done, Georgie.
No worries, mate. Have a good day.
Hey, I'll tell you, I'll give you a quick tip. Ashton Rupee is a complete and utter moral in the Tab Phoenix.
You like him at around the $2.70 mark?
There'll be no dogs to crowd him up on in the Phoenix like there was in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, probably not as much. That all-important box draw, Gareth, will be held in a couple of weeks' time. Can't wait for that.
Good on you, George. Thanks for that.
See you, mate.
Luke Humphries joins us for his tips at Hamilton today. G'day, Luke.
How you going, Gareth?
Good, thanks, mate. Take it away with your specials in a quaddy, please.
Yeah, will do. Best is in the second race at 12 past one. Race two, number two, Security Check. Second last start at Bendigo. That was on the 16th of this month. Was third beaten 7 metres prior at Terang. That was on the 9th of this month. And he was behind Crossroad and Mr. Rebel that time. And if you go back to the 29th of July, 5 runs back at Storby. He's got a second to Good Guy Mac. I think he'll make the most of the good barrier two in this restricted race today. He's my best race two, number two. And then it's some value. I thought when I did my prices for the Harness Racing Victoria Form comments, it might be hard to find some value. So officially the best value, race three, number two, Majestic Reactor, about 13 to 1 on the Tab Fixed odds in a tough race, is Majestic Reactor. First up for 7 months, but is good enough, I do think, and might be over the odds. But I am surprised that Honey Bourbon's come up about 5.50 in the trot race for number 8. She's been going really well of late, especially for the entire season, but especially of late for Cody Rockenberger, recent 5th in the Breeders' Crown, and I think she's over the odds in race 4, number 8. So the best race 2, number 2, and the value race 3, number 2, race 4, number 8, Quaddy. Let's have a look here, Gareth. The first leg will be race 5, and we've gone 4, 5, 6, 10. Second leg race 2, 6 and 9. Third leg race 7, 2 and 4, and the fourth leg, race 8, Silver Mystique, 1 out. So 4, 5, 6, 10, 6 and 9, 2 and 4, then 1, 1 out, and $50 outlay is 312%, Gareth.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that. Good calling.
Thanks, mate.